hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9 Digital HD3 Seattle.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with our family and friends around, or your family and friends around the country and the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And I got to tell you, another one of those days, at least up here in the great Pacific Northwest, yeah, it's cloudy, it's rainy,
but,
it's gray.
But it's much better than it was the previous week. The inversion is now officially gone. The air is cleaner.
Well, that's because it rained last night.
That's right.
But do they expect it to come back, I think, a little bit this week, on and off? But
I have heard that another ridge of high pressure could build midweek, and that could trap cold air at the surface level, which is what happens when you get an air inversion and stagnation. No fun.
And, of course, chiming in before I ever even had a chance to introduce him.
I can't wait. You know, this is my thing, man.
Yeah, it's already started, folks. Let me tell you, he's going to be hard to live with. But anyway.
On a good day, I am hard to live with.
Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Of course, I don't need to tell you that. You already know. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Martha. Like I said, I just can't wait. This is a great show. I love doing this. And yes, it's Sunday morning, but what a wonderful way. What a nice way to spend a Sunday morning.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
But I think we can sort of see that downtown Seattle is there through the, if you have to, you squint, look really hard, you can sort of see the outlines of the building. But we don't know if the Olympics are still there or not.
I'm betting that they
all,
are.
Full moon and full lunar eclipse.
Yeah, we were talking before the show started on the lunar eclipse.
They could have disappeared for all we know.
I was disappointed, like you. I was up and went outside, but I had clouds blocking my view, so I did not see it. Kind of disappointed.
Well, then we'll just have to get a report because, you know, today the exciting thing, we've got cool stuff to do today that Robin doesn't even know about, and I talked to her yesterday a couple of times. But anyway, it is aside from a M&M show, as it now sort of is.
As we lovingly refer to it.
Yes. And it is a Martha and Robin Sunday, which means gifted mystic, Reiki master, Mount Shasta mystic, Robin Alexis of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, live noon to 1 o'clock right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150 on Wednesdays, repeated Sunday afternoons, roundabouts 1 p.m., I think.
That is correct.
Is that correct? And Robin is joining us from Mount Shasta. Robin, are you settled in at your kitchen table?
I am, and I'm settled here looking at my husband, Bob, today.
He's got a thing
he wants to chat with you about.
Hi, well,
hey, good morning, Bob. We don't often get graced with your presence on Sunday mornings.
Well, you usually have so much beautiful stuff to tell people that another person on the line might just be too much. But
we always like to hear your lovely voice. And
well,
now, is Rumi curled up on the table, or did you?
He's meowing.
He's actually poking me with his nail because he wants presence on the show today. And I must say, talk about weather report. There is not a cloud in the sky.
Well, that's what I was. Yeah, you could kind
full
of send
view,
some of that up here.
Full view of the mountain with its little snow on it so far. It's just beautiful.
Well, I was surprised yesterday when I spoke with Robin because I happened to ask her what the weather was like down there. And I think the last month when we did Robin and Martha Sunday, we talked to Robin about the kind of weather that you expected for the winter down there in Mount Shasta. And you were talking about that the snow usually starts in November and you get buried by 7 feet. And by April, you're just sick of it and all of that. And so I kind of assumed that you guys were like freezing your little bananas off down there. And probably getting snowed in, but now is it unusual or what? But describe to us what the weather is actually like down there right now.
Well, yesterday I think it got up to about 68 degrees.
Yeah, how about that, Mike? See, that even shocked Mike.
There actually is a little story, a connection that you and Robin have.
Yeah.
We went to the sports store yesterday. Robin has been intensively asking me, saying, we need our ice grips. We need our ice grips. If anybody, that's the stuff they put on the bottom of
I was
shoes.
Not a happy camper, Bob, when I read
that's
that
why
she
he's on the air.
That's
the
why I'm telling you
yesterday.
That you guys are so connected that Robin actually was kind of driving me a little crazy. We got to get, I said, it's 65 degrees. We got to get these today. We got to get them. So we went down. We went to three stores. We comparison shopped, and we purchased our ice grips. And then
I posted in my Mount Shasta diary blog that we had purchased them. And then I got a phone call from Martha.
And the first thing I said was, "Oh crap." I told you I just sent you your big Christmas package, and I just sent it off on Friday. Well, what do you think I got for them? Well, I got them my favorite dirt simple easy ice cleat things for your shoes. So I told you guys save your receipt because I'm on this is the third pair that I discovered and these are the really easy ones that work.
Well, I tell you that you guys are so connected that obviously she was picking up all this, and she was going, I got to get my ice cream.
And I didn't know they were coming from you in the mail.
Really? But anyway, you two have such a beautiful connection, and you work so well together that you kind of pick up each other's stuff, and so I wanted to tell that cute little story.
Well, that's very nice. Now, I sent you something else for staying warm in the winter that's also my favorites, and I hope Robin didn't pick up on that and already buy them, so... we'll have to see, but
you
hopefully
just never know.
There was just too much stuff to fit in one box, so I sent off two priority mailboxes on Friday, so I'm hoping they'll be there on Monday, maybe at the latest Tuesday.
Oh yeah.
But the bottom line is you don't have snow yet. You're getting like 65 to 68 degrees in the daytime with beautiful sunshine and stuff, but
absolutely.
How cold is it getting at night?
It gets down to about 25-30 at night, but we still sleep with the window open.
What a pendulum that is.
It's amazing. And I guess normally there is snow here by now, but We're just being blessed so far.
I figure Spirit is being nice to you for your first winter there. And they're not going to dump on it. It's not going to dump on you all at once. It's going to give you a chance to gradually get used to it.
Yes.
And once we get you set up for you know, with your ice grips and all that kind of stuff, then watch out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because everybody says it's going to come, and when it comes, it's going to be
a monster.
We're going to be ready, thanks to Martha.
Yeah. Well, but you have all kinds of things, don't you? You have somebody lined up that has monster snow blowers and stuff to clear your driveways and all that.
Oh, yeah, we've got some people helping us. We've got four cords of wood in the garage that takes up half the garage, so we're getting ready.
Well, because you have a wood-burning stove, and you have to have that, don't you? Because haven't you been warned that sometimes, like, the power goes away for, like, a long time down there?
We have been warned.
We have been warned over and over and over again, so we're going to have to experience it for ourselves.
Well, we're going to have to talk to the powers that be, Robin, and just make sure that you have power to be able to do a Robin and Martha Sundays on Animal World.
Yeah, and also Mystic Radio on Wednesdays.
Well, yeah, okay, so Weather Angels, you got that? They need power on Wednesdays and the second Sundays of the month.
And Telco.
Who's
Telco? Telco to do the tie line connection.
Right, to do the tie line, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we don't actually talk to you on the phone.
No, sounds like we're in the studio, but we're 700 miles away.
So we learn something every day, every Sunday now with Mike, our new production engineer. I'm going to have to call you. You're not new, hardly. What is this, date number five?
No, Mark's
are we even still dating? Or are we like
I think
six?
We're six. Yeah, I think this is six.
So...
Yeah.
Are we good now? Are we like out of the dating family? What are we? We're like together now.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you guys eating M&Ms during the show?
Wow. Never thought of it. That's a great
yum,
idea.
Yum?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. But I got to tell you, I mean, he's chiming in before I have a chance to introduce him and all that stuff, and it's already begun. I think I am in trouble. So, Robin and Bob, you'll appreciate this. This email came in. For the show this week. And I have to say, it is from probably the longest-term Animal World listener out there. I think Freya has been with us from the very beginning. I don't know if she was with us in the KVI days, the first year of the show, but certainly for most of the Como days. And I remember the first time she made contact on the air, she called us about her rooster, and she lives in the city. And she's the gal, if you remember the recent emails from Freya, that she adopted the very elderly cat from King County Animal Care and Control. I think he was 14 or so at the time, and we didn't think he'd get adopted. But she adopted him, and now I'm his godmother. And he saw me, and he's now 17 years old, and the love of her life, except for now she's has another one here. You know, Mike has been working very hard to please everybody because, you know, Gary had his own fan club, and so I could only beat up on him so much. And if I was too tough on Gary, I'd get emails telling me to lighten up. Well, we thought that would take a while to develop, but listen to this. The headline of this one, I love, L-O-V-E in capital letters, your new M&M partner.
Aww.
Martha, he is a great addition in capital letters to the broadcast. He adds a lot of information and has a nice voice. The best since I can remember. I don't want to insult past people, but your interchange comes across as very valuable.
Oh, that's beautiful, you guys.
So that's from Freya.
Teamwork.
So, you know, he's got a fan club starting, you know, already.
I'm thinking fan club. But Freya, that is really nice. In fact, I'm blushing right now.
Well, blush some
you
more.
Should be.
We've worked with Mike also, and Mike is the best. He's very fastidious, he's very detailed, and he is great at service. So, Mike, you've got another couple of fans down here in Mount Shasta.
All right.
So I don't know what's going to happen, though, when the honeymoon's over, because he's been spoiling me. I mean, I get here, and the door is open. I don't have to fuss with everything I'm carrying and unlock and all of that. And all of the emails in Animal World Live at Hotmail.com, they've all been printed out and... stable together and lined up in a stack on the desk. He even has figured out my favorite chair, because there's only one chair in the studio that I'll sit in, because it's the only one that I can make the back rock back and forth, because I have to move with the energy when I'm doing the show. And all of that's done ahead of time. Not to mention that he's really great technically.
And when the honeymoon's over, you're just going to have to work out your differences.
Robin, that's when we'll come to you.
Well, we've done it for 11 years now.
Well, we might need a little Robin and Bob coaching, but it'll be to straighten Mike out because it's my show.
Oh, and you're perfect, Martha.
Well, no, unfortunately. If I was perfect, I wouldn't still be here, I'm sure.
I'm just going to stay out of this one.
Yeah, that's smart.
No good can come from me jumping in on this conversation.
Yeah, but, you know, I have CRS with the best of them, you know, so... And besides, this is live radio, so we have to mess up the detail from time to time. Otherwise, it's not right live radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to let you guys just have a great show. I'm going to go into my office and be listening all morning.
All right. Well, thanks for gracing us with your presence. It was so nice to talk with you. And you let me know how you like those ice cleats when I get there.
Oh, I will. We will.
All righty. And
thank you.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so Robin is here. Let's see, and speaking of live radio, we've got something very cool going on. Well, it's Robin and Martha Sunday. I told you that. That means that as we get to it, when we get to follow-up and animals in the news, what we do on Robin and Martha Sundays, and I just should tell you right now that pretty much, this is your warning, pretty much... this show is one big woo-woo alert.
Not bad.
Not bad. Hey, yeah. Cool.
That's excellent.
All right. We now have sound effects.
The tone lingers.
Yeah. Now, some of it isn't, because sometimes we're just doing interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. But, you know, when Robin's here, who knows where we go. And and she can connect with just about anything and everything. And, you know, sometimes she just really gets out there, and there's chanting and hoopla and all kinds of stuff going on. And I can just tell you from, she wouldn't be here with me if I didn't absolutely adore her and I wasn't 100% sure with every cell in my being that she is the real deal. You know, so you can laugh along and enjoy it. And if you're just not quite sure, that's okay. You don't have to be there with us. But I know she's the real deal. I know this is real. And we do some practical and logical stuff, but we will be tuning in, as we say, to the different animal situations, news stories going on around the country, around the world, to find out, you know, what the animals have to say, what we can do to help, and to find out what's really going on. But, you know, that's our woo-woo alert that pretty much covers us for the whole show. See, and I think every time those words come out, I think you ought to hit that button.
I'll be ready.
And then when the UFOs show up outside the window, maybe we know we've done it enough.
Just point of clarification. Every time?
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, oh, my goodness. Look at that. Maybe it's working. There's a streak of blue sky out there.
Wow. Where'd that come from?
Well, I don't know.
Me.
Maybe it's because I said woo-woo.
What did you say?
I said woo-woo. Yeah, there we go. Hey, Robin, are those UFOs flying out of Mount Shasta? Can you see it from where you are?
You know, I really haven't seen any UFOs from here, and it's so renowned for that in this area, and I'm, like, waiting for it, but it's just not happening yet.
Well, when you hear that music, you keep your eyes on that mountain.
Okay,
you know,
I'll
they just
keep
might
them
start
peeled
popping
to the mountain.
Out. Yeah, they just might start popping out. But we also have some really cool stuff. Going on. So we're gonna do follow up. We're gonna do animals in the news. Oh, and hey, get this. Look at this. Follow up, and the regular news. This is all it is, Mike. Look at that.
Wow.
Okay. Guess what? It's pretty much all good news stuff.
That's great. I can hardly wait.
Yeah. Yeah, so the emphasis will be on good news, and then there's the stuff I've saved from the last few weeks that we're going to get into. Not all of that is good news, but we'll kind of get the lowdown on what's going on. And let's see, I do have some happening today events. I believe that there are two that I'm going to tell you about very shortly. Well, let's get that out of the way. Happening today, so if you're looking for something to do, especially And these both have to do with if you would like to bring a new animal friend home for the holidays, today would be the day to do it. So, a canine Christmas extravaganza adoption event is today, December 11th. It is December 11th today, right, you guys?
Yeah. That okay. is correct.
From noon to 3 p.m., and this is at Paws Abilities Total Dog Center in Fife. Paws Abilities Total Dog Center in Fife. If you can call them at 425-277-3794. And this information is up on current events on MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events if you need to get these details. Paws Abilities Total Dog Center in Fife, 425-277-3794. You can call them for directions. You can go to www.pawsative.com. Alliance.org, and that's P-A-W-S, PositiveAlliance.org. They are the sponsor organization, and this is their typical, you know, adoption extravaganza. There will be at least probably 8 or 9 shelters and rescues represented from around the states. They will have tons of animals for adoption. There will be, and this one is truly an extravaganza because at this one, which there aren't always at others of their adoption events, there's going to be vendors and stuff there, and there will be, you know, trainers and coaches to help you pick out the right animal friend for you. I think it's mostly dogs. But anyway, that is today from noon to 3 p.m. at the Canine Christmas Extravaganza at Paws Abilities Total Dog Center in Fife. Now, the other event going on today is the last day at the Humane Society of their kind of home for the holidays special events. Went on Friday and Saturday. It's going on today. Now, you can adopt a cat, an adult cat, or a small animal for free in December at the Humane Society. But today, kittens are only $50.
Oh.
So, you know, and usually, you know, you're $150 or something around that range for the whole package and all that kind of stuff when you adopt. So today only is the last day that kittens are only $50.
And where is that?
That's at the Humane Society, Seattle King County Humane Society in Factoria, spitting distance from us, right across I-90. And yes, that is the only, I'm making sure there are no other happenings. So that's all, that's it for the happenings today. All right. Except there's one other huge happening today. And this is what you don't even know about, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited. And I was, let's see, I'm going to have to find it here. Because I had it scheduled for winning the best good news about animals story. However, since there's been an update as of last night, I've decided to share the story with you right now, and then I'll tell you why I'm telling you now. This email came to me from Rhonda at Indigo Dog, my webmistress. And this is from a friend of hers. And this actually went down in my neighborhood. This happened just up the road from where I live in Monroe. So we went through that rigmarole of you know, Rhonda being very responsible with not sharing too much information and who these people were, and that. But turns out that these folks are fans of the show, and Heather actually that they actually came to communication seminars that I taught years ago down at Stonehouse Bookstore. And Vanessa is her name, and got permission to share this story on the air, and I can't wait to tell you what's going down today. So she titled the email, "Feeling Like Harry Potter." She says, "Okay, not really, but we did have an owl spend the night in our house last night. Hawk was on his way home when he passed what he thought was a bag upright in the middle of the road. After he passed it, he thought he saw an owl and soon stopped, backed up, and got out of the car. Sure enough, it was a barred owl who had probably had a tussle with a car. sitting on the double yellow line. A police car pulled up behind Hawk, and now is that divine guidance, you know, or what? A police car pulled up behind Hawk and made sure he was safe while he picked up the owl. With the help of a reusable shopping bag, they even helped save wildlife, he got the stunned owl into his car. He came home, and the way he said, quote, "Can you come out to my car? Set my, oh goody, is there an animal out there meter on high. When we got outside, my head filled with a wet, skinny kitten or abandoned puppy needing a loving home, caring home. Hawk confirmed it was an animal. I asked, is it injured? He said yes. Suddenly, images of a possum with its guts hanging out or a rabbit with a badly broken leg danced in my head. He picked up the upside-down bag and placed it in the box he had brought outside. He tried to pull the bag up so I could see, but I didn't want the animal to freak out and said, let's just take it inside. He said, it's an owl. An owl? Oh, wow. Sure enough, it was a barred owl who looked pretty stunned. It was mainly quiet but moved around enough that we could see its wings weren't broken, its legs worked, and it was able to swivel its head around. It didn't open its eye all the way, all the time, so I'm fearful it has a head injury. It spent a quiet night in our bathroom where it's warm and quiet. Transferring it from the box to the cat carrying case was exciting as it jumped out of the box and jumped into the tub. You'd have thought Hawk was a raptor handler as he was fearless in picking up the owl and placing it in the carrying case. We brought it to Sarvey Wildlife Care Center in Arlington this morning. They'll give it a thorough exam, fix it if it needs fixing, and when it's ready to be released, they'll return it to the area where we found the bird and release him. I'll call in a few days to see what its prognosis is, but wow, to spend that much time up close to such a magnificent animal, priceless. I envy those rehab volunteers. Our little parrot, Butters, got an eyeful this morning. Since we needed to use the shower, we placed the owl in its cat carrying case on the dining room table. As soon as I put it there, it turned its head and looked at Butters and didn't take its eyes off of him. Because you know owls eat little birds. Butters likewise went from chitter-chattering to silence, as if frozen, possibly with fear. So as not to get either bird excited, I covered them both up. Here are some pictures I was able to take. I didn't use the flash because I thought it would be too blinding and stressful. And take a look here at the barred owl, Mike. You're the only one that's going to get to see it, but very cool. And I'm particularly connected to barred owls because when I was at my farm and had the pigeon overpopulation problem, I went out and meditated and asked Mother Nature to send me help, and it was a barred owl was what showed up and took care of most of the problem. I have pictures because he was very friendly with me. He said, well, you called me, I'm here to help, and so even stayed in the rafters and let me in, posed for pictures and all kinds of stuff. It was very cool. Anyway, so The reason that I'm sharing this story with you now is because they found out once they took the owl to Sarvey Wildlife that it was in fact a she. They're calling her Hermione after the female lead role in Harry Potter. And so Hermione, the barred owl, went to Sarvey, has stayed there while they've treated her and fixed her up. She wasn't strong enough to be released right away, and they had to make sure that she could hunt for herself and wasn't damaged in any way. But then what they decided is that Sarvey said, and this is so cool, that I think if it had been a cougar or something, they wouldn't do this, but They told Vanessa that when Hermione was ready to be released, that she and her husband Hawk could actually do the release back in their neighborhood where they found the owl to begin with.
Nice.
Well, guess what? The reason we're doing this today is because that's what I found out last night. The release is going down today. They are, as we speak, heading up to Sarvey to pick up Hermione, and the release is scheduled to take place at 11 a.m. during our show.
Oh.
So the first thing is, Robin, I want us to tune in here to Hermione and make sure that she's good, because I have Vanessa's cell phone in case we pick up something that she ought to know before the release, so we can call her. But they're going to get her now, and they're bringing her back to the neighborhood, and then at 11 o'clock they plan to release her. Does it feel like Hermione is well and all of that, and the release will go well?
Very much so, yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So everybody listening, I want you to tune in to Hermione, the Barred Owl, and let's just all, send some prayers, for a successful, easy, joyful release, on all levels for her highest good. And that, let's hope she learned her lesson about flying into cars or whatever. Does it feel like that's what happened to her, Robin, that she flew into a car?
Yeah.
That's what I was getting.
She looked pretty docile sitting in the cat carrier.
Yeah, didn't
that
she?
Must have been a real trick to get the bird in there, because that's just not their thing.
Well, owls are pretty docile souls.
But they're also predators.
Yeah. I don't know. I've only been friends, real friends with one. That was the barred owl that came to my property, and. He was quite a communicator and quite friendly. And, other than he was going to eat one of my Abyssinian kittens one night, but we had a little chat about that. Because I had G and Jilps, my blue boys, on their walking jackets, and we were out behind the arena, and it was dusk, and they were on their walking jackets and their flexi leads, and we were just getting ready to wrap up the walk and go back in the house, but we got behind the arena, and then all of a sudden the barred owl came flying out of the arena, because he was already on pigeon duty, and came flying in and dive-bombed my Jilpy. Well, you can bet I jumped right in there, and of course he then whoops zipped right up and said, "Oops!" I said, "You bet! No, don't even think about that." And back to the house we went. We never went on a walk around dusk after that, because they'll take pretty much what they can get.
Always looking for snacks, and nothing like a bite-sized donut.
Yeah, but he didn't argue with us. He just whoops,
It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah,
That snack was not his.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I've asked Vanessa, and so Mike, you'll need to pay attention to this. If the phone rings around 11 o'clock or so, because we'll still be on the air, they will have Animal World playing in their cars. So they'll be listening to us while they're... So in a way, we're all participating in the Barred Owl release in Monroe. Yes. I had hoped that I would be able to be there, and I had asked her, could I come and join the celebration and the release, which would have, but it was our, this it had to happen this morning. So at any rate, this is our way of all joining in on Hermione's release in Monroe, and Vanessa's going to try to call us. If the release happens while we're still on the air, she's going to call us so we can have a live update.
That's great.
So how cool is that?
Yeah, and we get to share it with our audience.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Martha, do you know if they're filming it and creating it into a YouTube video so we can post it on the website?
Good point.
Well, if they are, keep in mind this is Monroe, Robin.
Okay.
The outback of Monroe. Mm-hmm. Now, she did post, she did send us some photographs. But I don't know if they're that technical, and I don't know if that's happening or not.
Well, I'm watching a YouTube video right now of a barred owl release someplace else just to get an idea of what it might look like. And my heart is just overflowing. I feel like I could cry. I'm so excited for this barred owl.
Well, if Mike helps me remember, if I don't have CRS... during the show, at the top of the hour, when we have a few minutes, if you help me remember, I'll call Vanessa's cell phone and just ask if they have the capability of videoing the release, and tell her if they can do a YouTube thing that Robin will post it on her website. That'd
oh,
be cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm so excited for this, everybody.
Yeah, isn't that neat? I'm just
woohoo.
Beautiful. That's just cool.
It feels somehow really strikingly important to me that as we are leaving 2011 and moving into the famed 2012, that you're sharing this experience with this barred owl. I don't know why it has such a strong affiliation in my mind with this cosmic moment in our history, but it does.
Well, you know, owls have traditionally been associated with wisdom.
Oh, that's right.
And might it just be a message that as we move into 2012, we need to tap into our wisdom? Because perhaps we need to sort of start changing our belief systems and our behavior and behaving a little more responsibly on planet Earth here?
Kind of overdue, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Of course, none of us are the problem.
No, of course not. But we all know people who are.
Oh, tell me about it.
Don't even get me started. Every day.
All right, so let's see. We did that, and we'll get into that. Let's see. I do need to tell you that, well, we're doing current events as usual because there's some new stuff and, you know, a lot of, you know, holiday-type happening stuff that I'll tell you about 10:50 today. And 11 o'clock, we'll run our fall into winter tips, so we make sure you're taking care of your animal friends in the winter time. I think Robin and Bob have got some kind of special deal going on. I think they scored a new find the other day, and Robin's going to tell us about that in a moment. But before I forget, in this hour, I want to let everybody know that, you know, it's become the M&M show with Mike and Martha because we are without a call screener these days. And so I'm putting it out there again. We are entertaining and would love a new call screener for Animal World. And it has evolved into a volunteer position. But if you've always wanted to be behind the scenes at Animal World or in radio in general and would have a Sunday morning from time to time to vote to us here on Animal World, I would love to hear from you. We also have the option if you have a business or a product that you sell or service that you sell, if it's in line with our philosophy, we could trade you call screening for some advertising for call screening. And I failed to mention last week that, you know, we don't always need a call screener every Sunday. So it wouldn't necessarily have to be every Sunday. But so if you might be interested in filling the empty chair in the other room.
It's a really nice chair.
It is a nice chair. You get your own private studio. Mm-hmm. You can have mood lighting and everything.
Some buttons to push.
Yeah, and you get to talk on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy stuff.
Uh-huh. I would love to hear from you, and the way to apply would be to call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Or shoot me an email. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Contact Martha, or address your email program to Martha Light, LIGHT, at AOL.com. You could also send us an email to our live Animal World address here when we're on the air, because Mike does such a great job of, he actually checks for emails.
I do.
And cleans it out every week. My goodness, we're not used to such efficiency. The live Animal World address, pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if there is a situation technically involving animals around the country or the world that you would like us to tap into, Robin and I today, you could send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We're not doing personal one-on-ones. We're not making Robin work that hard. And that's what her show is for, Wednesday at noon. I've got one more announcement here because we did get an email where our prayers are needed, and then we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll get on with the show. And then after we come back, Robin, we'll start off. You can tell us what your hot deal is. But because this involves Soul Spa members, Robin, we just got a live email about from Dee and Willa in the high desert of Arizona. You know, our high desert women in Arizona. Mike, you don't know about this, but they had a very scary and tragic experience this week in that, you know, they do a lot of rescue of dogs, and they had rescued a huge 100-pound dog. Actually, it was the brother of the sister dog they had rescued, and she had worked out pretty nicely. They thought they'd make a good sled team and that they could work out the issues that they had, that he had. They were unaware of the horrendously abusive raising and background that they had, and there was a need to medicate him this week. And, you know, with the snow and the freezing and the ice and all of that, they may have tried to push through it a little too quickly. But the bottom line is that Blackjack, the name, what they had named the dog, I believe that he was a Pleckner syndrome dog, and, you know, that can affect behavior and can produce extreme and irrational aggression. And Blackjack just lost it and tuned out, and he seriously attacked Willa and chewed up her left hand and arm. So Willa has been in the hospital since then, she had surgery yesterday morning. Part of the problem is she has no lymph nodes on the left side of her body due to previous issues. So infection is a big issue. And we have been following her progress, Robin, on the Soul Spa. And we have all been praying for her and sending Reiki and healing energy. But Dee has just emailed us this morning and says, "I feel Willa needs your audience's prayers." So, everybody, if you love Dee and Willa the way I do, and if you enjoy them, and even if you don't, Willa needs prayers and healing energy on all levels for her highest good. It is her left hand and arm. It is infection that she can't come home until they're sure that the infection's been controlled. And, of course, weather conditions in the high desert are not so good right now. It is very, very cold. They have a lot of snow. Their water is freezing. When I talked to Dee yesterday midday, she'd freed up some water so she could haul water to the trailer and the animals, but that has to be done every day. And it was more than a two-person job to handle all of their animals and everything on the property, and now it's just Dee. So Dee needs some prayers and energy, you know, for strength to get through all of this. So if you'd all get your good jujus going to Dee and Willa in the high desert in Arizona. Anything you'd like to add about that, Robin?
Yeah, I'm this morning in particular feeling that they need our support more than ever. It's like it's just a cusp of a time where we really need to sit and pay attention to them and send them prayers.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that I do have permission from them. I know the whole story, start to finish, with this dog and everything that happened. And I have their permission to, at some point, share it all with you on the show in the effort of helping you all understand, and in case you ever run into dogs like this and related to the Pleckner syndrome and all of that. I don't know if we'll get to that today, but most likely I'll get to it the next Behavior Sunday that I do, and that will be the first Sunday of January. So before Mike gets really testy with us, yeah, see, he's just, oh, who, me?
I'm just standing by.
I can
not
feel,
a care in the world.
I can feel it. I can feel it. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors because it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So please listen, support them, and Animal World continues with Robin Alexis straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you're feeding the highest quality all-natural raw foods, even if you're home cooking for your animal friends, or processed foods for that, especially processed foods for that matter, the ingredients in those food have been exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link and a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula for both your dogs and cats, a bird formula, and a horse formula, and there is Missing Link with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So I want you to ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio is here. And after all of that, tapping his toes over there and getting all upset, I finally go to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Did you hear any break music? No.
You should have.
You should have.
But you didn't.
No. And so before he gets too big for his britches, I'm just beating him up. Of course, you know, he's blaming it on the CD player.
Of course. It wasn't me.
Well, so whose fault was it?
Well, what happens with these CD players is they have a tendency to go to sleep, much like your computer screen goes black. And so you have to watch them, and you have to refresh them every once in a while if a great deal of time transpires between usage and what happens.
Speaking of the Jingle Cats coming back, was quite appropriate for them to start singing Silent Night.
Yeah, I thought it was very appropriate.
See, even the Jingle Cats have a sense of humor. They're not going to let you get away with this.
And nor should they. You know,
I think it's just too long.
Be fair.
It's been too long to blame it on Gary. So,
well, yeah, I suppose. we'll cut Gary some slack now.
Okay, so you see, he's not perfect. So Freya, don't get so hot and bothered.
Unless you want to. It's a free country.
We are
trying to change her way.
She loves me. Love in capital letters. She's in love. I said, this is nothing about in love. He says, but yeah, love is in capital letters.
I was just trying to point that out to you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just doing my job, Martha.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, Miss Robin.
Yes.
Co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, Mount Shasta Video, Psychic. She is the video queen, and technically she's more advanced than I am because part of the fun she has while she's doing Animal World here, she has her little computer there, and she blogs about it all the time on her website. So if you folks haven't been to Robin's website, www.robinalexis.com, I think, can anybody just tune into your website and follow what you're blogging about on the show?
Yes, it's in the public blog area.
Cool. All right, so before we get into anything else, do you want to tell us what the hot deal is right now?
Yes, Bob and I were very fortunate to find another stash of golden healer Lemurian crystals here in Mount Shasta. And these crystals are amazing, as I know Martha can attest to, and when Bob and I both have our own testimonials, as many other people who have purchased them. They are $22.95, including shipping handling. They promote healing, they reduce fear and anxiety, and they induce a deep state of relaxation, and they accelerate tissue healing. My particular experience with them was last year I was scratched by our cat, Rumi, and I got, I guess what you technically can call it is cat scratch fever, and
yeah,
it was very serious.
Mm-hmm. It is very serious, and you really got it.
I did, and I had to keep going back to the emergency room and having whatever you call those things, intravenous. It was awful, and I just couldn't get the swelling out of my hand. I had to wear a brace, and I couldn't type. It was awful. And, you know, I'm allergic to so many antibiotics, so I was really sick during that time. And anyway, we came to Mount Shasta, and we passed by a store, and we saw these crystals in the window, and I said, I need one of those. And we went in, and I got one, and I held it on my infected finger for 5 hours, and I was able to take the brace off and start typing. And I said, okay, these things are amazing. And then Bob and I took them to the sacred sites here in Mount Shasta, the power spots that people come from all over the world to visit. And those are Panther Meadows up on Mount Shasta and the Sacramento headwaters, the McLeod River and the falls. Very, very powerful spots of energy for healing. And we infuse the crystals in those spots. I gave the crystals Reiki healing attunements, and now they're all blessed and invigorated, and they're ready for anyone who feels guided to have one for themselves personally. Or they make great stocking stuffers. So we've been actually selling a lot of these crystals. People buy one, and then they've been coming back and buying a whole bunch more. They're being shipped all over the world.
I have four of them.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. So how do people get a hold of one of these golden Lemurian healing crystals?
They can go to my website, robinalexis.com, and click on the Mystic Store. And you can just purchase them directly in that store. Or if you're not computer savvy, you can call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. And he will help you get one if you're not able to just go directly to robinalexis.com and go into that Mystic Store, which there's all kinds of inexpensive gifts in there. People are still Christmas shopping. But the crystals really are an amazing gift.
Well, and I have a testimonial, because this last week I had a little oops. Well, it was a kind of a big oops. I was, and Mike can verify this, but I feed my cats, you know, raw food, and it comes frozen, and I've been feeding the Nature's Variety, one of the foods I feed, and little frozen chunks, and I think when I had brought the last supply home, a couple of the bags didn't fit in the cooler, and so they'd sort of thawed out a little bit, and before they got back in the freezer, so they were all kind of stuck together, and so I was trying to chop, you know, with my big old butcher knife, huge knife, very sharp. I was trying to chop up some of this raw food. Well, I made the mistake of putting my hand around on the other side of the bag, and I did a huge chop, and it went right through the food, and it went right through the bag, and it went into my hand. And so I chopped myself, and the knife, the end of the tip of the butcher knife, went in to my left forefinger, the big knuckle, my hand. And thank goodness it went into my hand there, or the knife would have gone through my whole hand, but it was stopped by the bone. It actually went into the bone. So, well, fortunately, I was, you know, vet tech for a lot of years, and so I don't freak out about that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I bled it and wrapped it. But what I did right away was... well, it's not the only thing I did, because I did a lot of arnica, which is a homeopathic that helps prevent bruising and all of that kind of stuff. And I iced, and I Robin did healing work. But what I I think what helped as much as anything else, and was really quite amazing, was I took my best of my four golden Lemurian healing crystals, and I put two of them over the incision in my hand and my finger, and got an ace bandage and wrapped it up. And then, and I think that was like Wednesday night that I did that. And by Friday, I had to work, and I had to work a dog and all of that. I had use of my hand again. I kept the one crystal taped to my joint over the injury for like 3 days. And now look at my hand, Mike. That's where the knife went in.
That's remarkable.
Almost... there's no swelling. There's no bruising. Yeah. There's no, look at, I have full motion. I was able to work a dog on Friday. That was very remarkable. Less than a day and a half after the injury.
They really are amazing. I was having a lot of neck pain and lower back pain, and you know, I was trying to make time to go get a chiropractic appointment, and it just wasn't happening. So I said,
"Oh, that's right.
I'll just tape a golden healer crystal on my neck and one on my lower back," and I was fine.
Didn't you went to bed with them taped to you?
Yes,
and
I did.
And you woke up the next morning pain-free.
I have, and then I still haven't been to a chiropractor. So it's pretty amazing if you get creative with, I might as well try this, you'll be surprised what kind of results you can get.
Yeah, very cool. So robinalexis.com, click on the Mystic Store. Is that what they do?
Yes, or they can call Bob directly if they're not computer savvy at 530-859-2499.
Because that's 530-859-2499?
Yes.
Okay. Emails coming in from a Soul Spa member, Diana, has that she's sending prayers and healing energy to Willa. And of course, now she emailed us back. And she's thanking you, Robin, for the link on the website, because she couldn't figure out how to hook up with Animal World until you put a link on your website.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad it is helping.
But she says, I don't know if it was Diana, because she emailed that she's sending. But then somebody just called and was suggesting Golden Lemurian Healing Crystal for Willa. Well, guess what? She has one. And I was talking to Dee about that yesterday, and Dee was saying, well, you know, when the doctors get out of the room, can you, like, put your crystal, you know, can you put the crystal on your hand? She said, well, honey, I'm a hospital bed, and my right hand, you know, is hooked up to all the IVs, and my left one is all bandaged up on a board. I can't quite do that. But she has her healing crystal in a pouch around her neck, so she does have it with her.
Good.
So that is good. And I'm sure as soon as she's able to place it on her hand and her arm, she will. But it's as close as it can get right now. And speaking of callers, should let you know, remember, we do not have a call screener. And so Mike has to do everything. And he cannot answer the phone in the studio here without us hearing him chat with somebody on the phone. Which, you know, live radio is one thing, but we really don't want to listen to call screening and try to hear the show at the same time. So if you call in today for any reason, which we have had callers, all he can do is, for the moment, is put you on hold. And you'll know the call's been answered, because then you hear the radio show in your ear. And just hold on. And as soon as Mike can get out of this studio into the other one, he'll come in and talk to you. It just might be a little bit until he can do that.
It might be, but bear with me. I'll get to you.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah. So if you call in, just hold on until he can get in there and speak with you. And by the way, if you need to call in for some reason, local number is 425-373-5527. You don't think after 8.5 years I don't know the numbers by heart?
Just doing my job, ma'am. Just doing my job.
Yeah, see, because he'd put the emails in front of the thing with the phone numbers and stuff. And toll-free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Well... Could it be that
wow.
We have
I am so impressed.
Our way
I am
through
so
a whole
impressed
hour
right now.
Already? You know, most people like Robin on Wednesdays, they've done a whole show in an hour.
Right.
We haven't even gotten started hardly.
But we have 3 hours.
We do.
Yeah, so we can kind of sort of ease into it a little
bit. Yeah, we're like, well, you know, Mike is not a morning person like I'm not a morning person. So we
Me either.
On Robin is this, we need like an hour to wake up. So, like, are we awake now?
I am.
Okay, well,
I'm ready to go.
Just in case we're not, we might as well stay on time.
Okay.
So we'll wrap up this hour. And we're instead of playing you a tip or anything, we're gonna enjoy some Christmas carols with the Jingle Cats. And I have to tell you, I don't pay much attention to being politically correct. Now I apologize. I don't want to offend anyone. But here's the deal: it's my show, and it's about animals, so we do the Jingle Cats. And I, Martha, celebrate Christmas, so pretty much we do Christmas. However, the Jingle Cats also do the best rendition I have ever heard of Hava Nagila.
If we could only hear that.
So we also celebrate Hanukkah. And by the way, next week is the closest Sunday to Hanukkah.
That's right.
So next week, when it's pretty much always Christmas, next week is Hanukkah, our Hanukkah Animal World celebration, and we're going to play the you-know-what out of this song. But the first song you're going to hear is the Jingle Cats version. It starts with other Christmas carols, but it ends up with Hava Nagila, Be Ready to Dance, folks. It is fabulous. I will be dancing. And then we'll come back with the second hour. We'll get into the rest of our follow-up animals in the news. We'll start tuning in. And, oh, I have a Buzzy report. I did see Buzzy after the show last week. Oh. And I'm going to see Buzzy again after the show today.
Holy
so, oh, boy, we'll
wiggling.
Talk about that.
If only we had a picture or two.
Well, her picture wasn't, her camera wasn't working. But maybe it will be today. And we'll see. So that's the deal. Stay tuned for Jingle Cats. And, you know, the Jingle Cats don't do anything but Christmas and Hanukkah. Now, I know there's other celebrations out there. In fact, there's something else we used to mention that's slipping my mind for Kwanzaa. That was it. And I don't know, as much as Sandy looked it up and tried to explain to me what the heck it is, I don't get it. I don't know what it is. But happy Kwanzaa for anybody who does that. And if there's anything else you celebrate, well, happy and merry and all that ho-ho stuff. And all is welcome. We celebrate it all, but me and the Jingle Cats only do Christmas and Hanukkah. So there you go. And are we ready?
Sounds fair.
We're ready. All right, Robin. So you have to hear this. Get ready to dance. The Jingle Cats are up, and then Animal World continues. We're here until noon. Robin Alexis is with us. It's a Robin and Martha and a Mike and Martha Sunday. Stay with us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.